Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Lamed Aleph, and we are at the Mishnah, 10 lines from the top of daf Lamed Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refuah shalema for Shlomo ben Zara Aliza, of Vadya ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Chaim Maharim ben Fega, Tamar bas Chasida from Arifka, Eliyahu Zeb ben Brindel, Mordechai Israel ben Esther, Menachem Mendel ben Rachel Mindel, Gittel bas Chaya, Gedalia Eliezer ben Roiza, Malcolm Miriam bas Esther, Rafal Kahas ben Fega, and Baruch ben Rachel. Today's daf's also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Lifsha, bas Chanina Halevi. So the Mishnah is continuing to discuss Takonos of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, says the Mishnah, Borishoina. It used to be that Hayu Mekablin Edas HaChodesh Kol Hayom, Bezdin that was Mekadesh to Chodesh al Pi Re'iyah would wait the entire day, literally until nighttime, to see if Edom were going to show up and say that they saw the new moon. Pamachas. One day, Nishtoho Edom Yilovai, the Edom came really late. V'niskalkalu HaLevi'im B'shir. And the Levi'im ended up making a mistake when it came to the Shir, the song that was sang with the Tamid Shalbeinu Arbayim. Hiskinu was because of that, they made a takana, Shlo Yehu Mekablin Ela Adam Mincha. That moving forward, the Bezdin would only be Mekabel Edom up until this man of Mincha, but after the Zman of Mincha, they will not be Mekabel Edom anymore. Says the Mishnah, Vimbo Edom in a Mincha l'mayla. Nu, so what happens if Edom would have arrived in a Mincha l'mayla? Noyegen Oisei Hayoim Kodesh, they would treat that day as being Kodesh, Ulamacha Kodesh, and the next day would be treated as Kodesh again. Shachar Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskar, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana, Shiyu Mekabel Edos HaKodesh Kol Hayoim, that moving forward we could be Mekabel Edos HaKodesh the entire day. The whole issue not to is because Niskalkalu Halavim Bashir, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, unfortunately, there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Shir anymore. As a result, the concern is no longer a concern. So moving forward, we're going to reinstate what once was, and that is that you can be Mekabel Edos HaChodesh the entire day. So the truth is that this Mishnah and the ensuing Gemara requires a proper introduction. We're not going to do that. There's a related raid bite where we went through this not so long ago. Masecht is Be'ah Davav. The name of the raid bite is Shehecha Yonu on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. And it's really very much a backdrop. It gets into a little bit of lumdis, but the Hakdama to Daf Lamed Amid Beis in Masecht is Rosh Hashanah. But as it relates to the Cliff Notes version of it, the Mishnah was describing something that happened once on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is unique. Rosh Hashanah is a yontif, but it coincides together with Rosh Chodesh and it posed a particular challenge for Bezdin and really for Yidin b'chol mekoy moshehem, because ordinarily whenever Edom would come and notify Bezdin that it was Rosh Chodesh, Bezdin's job now was to relay that message, sometimes literally, and let the Olam know that today is Rosh Chodesh. On Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, being that it was also Yontif, it was Rosh Hashanah, so Bezdin was limited in terms of their ability to be able to go out and spread the word. So right away, when you talk about the Yontif of Rosh Hashanah, you know that you're dealing with a little bit of a challenge in terms of notifying the Yidden in Golos, and really even the Yidden outside of Yerushalayim, living in Eretz Yisrael, when exactly Rosh Chodesh is, and thus when exactly Rosh Hashanah is going to be. Now, the issue that happened here was that it was the 30th day of Elul, and the Bezdin, the Kohanim, assumed that being that Edom had not showed up day 30, well into the day, so most probably, Edom are not going to show up anymore. Meaning, today is not going to be Rosh Chodesh. Meaning, today is not going to be Rosh Hashanah. And when they brought the Tamid Shalbeinu Arbayim, they brought it assuming that it was a weekday. It was just the last day of Chodesh Elul. What happened was, Edom then arrived. And when Edom arrived, they had no choice but to be Mekabel to Edom, and they made that day into Rosh Hashanah. The problem is, it comes out that on Rosh Hashanah, they had brought the Tamid Shalbeinu Arbayim, which they brought every day, and they sang the Shira, not of Rosh Hashanah, but rather the Shira of a regular weekday. Niskalkalu HaLevi'im Bashir. And that was a problem. And they were very afraid that this may happen again. So Hiskinu, they made a takana, Shlayu Mekablin Ela Adam Mincha, that moving forward, we're never going to be Mekabel Edim after the Zman of Mincha. the Zman of Mincha is the earliest time that you're able to bring the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im. If we're not going to be Mekabel Edom after that point, so this can never happen. Because it's impossible for Edom to come now Mincha L'mayla and tell you it's Rosh Hashanah. If they can't tell you that it's Rosh Hashanah, it's impossible to have this mistake where you brought the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im, you sang the Shira Shel Chayil, and then afterwards you're going to find out that really it's Rosh Hashanah. So by making this takana that you're not going to be Mekabel Edom anymore Mincha L'mayla, that was able to alleviate this concern. Now, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Rabbi Yechman Zakkai felt there's no point in having this takana anymore. So he reinstated the original klal, and that was Sheyiyu Mekablin Eidus HaChodesh Kol Hayom. Now, the reason this Mishnah is so important is because this Mishnah is the Makar to Yoyma Arichta. We know that the 2 days Rosh Hashanah and Halacha are treated differently than any other 2 day Yontif. Ordinarily, when you talk about a 2 day Yontif, you know that really, Klape Shmaya Galya, one of the 2 days is Yontif, but because of Safik, Minig Aviseinu Biyadeinu, etc., 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 we treat both days as Yontif. But really, we know that only one of the 2 days is Yontif. Rosh Hashanah is different. Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaRichta. That's why it's a Safik if you're supposed to make a Shachiyonu on the second night of Rosh Hashanah. That's why you have new fruit. And the rest is history. Why is Rosh Hashanah different? It's different because of this Mishnah that we just learned. It's because there was a Takana that said that once Min HaMincha L'mayla came on the 30th day of Elul, at that point, they would not be Mekabel Edom to be Mekadosh L'chodesh, which means at that point, Rosh Hashanah was for sure going to be Dei Lamed Aleph. Now, here's the question. What happens if Edom did show up Min HaMincha L'mayla? So you can't just completely ignore the Edom. So what they did was, is they treated that day Kodesh, the Mishnah says, Ulamacha Kodesh, and they treated the next day as being Kodesh as well. So what ended up happening is they ended up having 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Dei Lamed and Dei Lamed Aleph. Now that's not such a chiddush. There's a concept of a 2 day Yontif. The reason this was a chiddush is because over here you're not having 2 days Yontif misafik, because there really is no safik. You know all the facts. You know that tomorrow is going to be Rosh Hashanah. There's a takana. We're not going to be Mekabel Edom now. Really, today should be Rosh Hashanah. So there's no safik. And Afal Pekin, there was 2 days Yontif. This is the makar to the concept of the Yom HaRichta. Either way, the Gemara is going to focus really more on a technical point, and that is, so really, it used to be that during Mekabel Edus HaChodesh Kol HaYom, one time there was a mess up. What was the problem? Niskalklu Halavim Bashir, they made a takana not to be Mekabel Edom and HaMincha L'mayla. So the Gemara says, my kilklu Halavim. What was the kilklu of the Levim? Bashir, Hachat Argimu, and Bava, they used to say, Shleyam Shira Kol Iker. That day, they didn't sing Shira at all. Meaning, Edom hadn't shown up, they didn't know what to do. So when it came to the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im, they simply didn't sing any Shira. Not the Shira Shel Chayil, not the Shira of Yontif. Rab Zeira says, Shamru Shira Shel Chayil. They sang the Shira of Chayil, Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im, together with the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im. So it was a machloikis between Rab Zeira and the Chachmei Bavel. The Chachmei Bavel, Hacha Targimu, Hacha, we're learning Talmud Bavli. So when you learn Talmud Bavli, Hacha is Bavel. If you learn Talmud Yerushalmi, Hacha is Eretz Yisrael. But in Talmud Bavli, Hacha is Bavel. So over here they said there was no Shira. Reb Zeira said there was Shira, it was the Shira Shel Chayil. Either way, it was a mistake. If they sang no Shira, that's not good. And if they sang the Shira Shel Chayil, that's certainly not good. Only Reb Zeira lahava brace. Reb Zeira told his son, Ahava, Puk Tani Lahu, go out and tell the Chachmei Bavel the following brisa, meaning maybe they don't know this brisa, because I think if they knew this brisa, they would realize I'm right, and the pshat that they're saying is not the right pshat. So what's this brisa? His skinu, quote, Shlo yihu mekablin edus hachodesh elu kidei sheyehi shoros bayoim lahakrif timidemu musafim v'neskeim v'loi mashira shaloi b'shiva. So this brisa, like all brises, says essentially what the Mishnah says, albeit in a more elaborate way. It's a little more expressive. And one of the things it says was, is they made a takana not to be mekabel edus hachodesh min hamincha l'maylo. Why? So like this, you won't sing the Shira b'shibush. Meaning, so that when you see the say the Shira, it'll be Shaloi b'shibush. So said Reb Zeira, Iyam Reb Shloima Amur Shira the Chayil. B'shloima, if really they sang Shira, but they sang the Shira of Chayil, how did they get Shibush? I understand what the Shibush is. Eli Yamar Leyamar Klab, but if you can tell me they didn't sing Shira at all, my Shibush, because what's the Shibush? Shibush sounds like they sang the wrong Shira. They did something, but what they did was a mistake. If they didn't sing Shira at all, then it's not a shibush. They didn't make a mistake. They just didn't do the right thing they were supposed to do. But the Gemara gives the obvious answer. The Gemara says, no. Kiven delay amr klal. If they didn't sing Shira at all, ein lecha shibush gadol mizeh. At the end of the day, there is no bigger shibush. So there seems to be some shakla vatari in the Gemara, whether not saying something you're supposed to say is shibush or it's not shibush. Reb Zeira thought shibush sounds like they said the wrong thing. The Gemara says, no. Just the opposite. If they didn't say what they're supposed to say, not only is that shibush, but ein lecha shibush gadol mizeh. That is like the spitz shibush. Regardless, the Gemara says that we have a machloikis between the Chachmi Bavel and between Rav Zeira, what exactly this shibush was. Masiv Rav Acha Bar Huna. Rav Acha Bar Huna asked the Kasha. Tomid Shol Rosh Hashanah, Shachris, Korev Kil Chasa. When they used to bring the carbon tamid, which they brought every day, but when they brought the carbon tamid on Rosh Hashanah, shachris, meaning the tamid shel shachar in the morning, karav kilchase, it was brought the way it was always brought. Point being that the shira that they sang was the shira that was sang every single day. Now the truth is, this one line Rashi speaks at is a very, very important line in terms of understanding the Gemara we're learning now a little bit better. Why? It's kedai to speak this out. Because you see that the whole issue of being mekabel edus achodesh was min ha-mincha lo-mayla, because of the shibush, whatever that is, that's going to come about by not bringing the Tamid Shel Bein Rabbayim properly. But with the Tamid Shel Shachar, that doesn't seem to have been an issue, right? The whole issue was Tamid Shel Bein Rabbayim. Tamid Shel Shachar, no worries. L'chura, Kenzach Shtelen, an obvious question. If you're worried about messing up with the Shira, Tamid Shel Shachar also had a Shira. So L'chura, Edom are going to show up 11 o'clock in the morning. You brought the Tamid Shel Shachar. That's the first thing that was brought. Ha'ila, Ha'ila, Rishayna. So you already brought the Tamid Shel Shachar. Now all of a sudden, you thought it was Chayil. Now you found out that it's really Yatav. Why was the whole issue only an issue in Amincha L'mayla with the Tamid Shel Bein Rabbayim? Why wasn't this an issue with the Tamid Shel Shachar? A very, very obvious question. The teretz is because this brisa tamid shel Rosh Hashanah shachris karev kilchasei. The shira of the tamid shel shachar was the same shira on Rosh Hashanah as it was the whole year. On shachris, even on yontif, they sang the regular shira, and because of that, there was no problem. When you say the shir shel yoim in davening, so the shir shel yoim on yontif is, just depends on what day of the week it is. It was the same exact Shira B'chol as it was on Yontif. So there was never going to be a kilkul. Where it was different was by Mincha. And because by Mincha was different, so that's where you have to start making sure you're going to get it right. And that was the Takonim in HaMincha L'mailo. But you don't have to worry about what happens in the morning. Edim show up early morning, late morning, mid morning. It's irrelevant because it's not going to affect the Shira. Where it can affect the Shira is in the afternoon. Because Tamid Shel Bein Rabbayim, if it's a weekday, then it's one Shira. If it's a Yontif, it's going to be a different Shira. That's where the whole issue was only for the afternoon. It was only an issue for the Tamid Shel Bein Rabbayim. It was only an issue in HaMincha L'mayla. Rashi speaks this out. Very, very important just to understand Pashup Shan and the Gemara. But either way, so Rav Acha Bar Huna asked the Kasha. The Braisa says, Tamid Shel Rosh Hashanah Shachris Karav Kil Chasev. Ben Musaf Mahu Emer. What about by Musaf? So you would say, Harninu Leiloikim Uzenu, Hariu Leiloike Yaakov. Now the truth is, this is the Shir Shel Yoim, as we're going to see in a minute, that we say on Hayoim Yoim Chamishi B'Shabbos. Hayoim Yoim Chamishi, Thursday Shir Shel Yoim, is Harninu Leiloikim Uzenu, Hariu Leiloike Yaakov. That entire perek in Tehillim. But that's what they used to say with the carbon Musaf on Rosh Hashanah. And the connection to Rosh Hashanah is obvious. Hariu Leiloike Yaakov. So obviously we're talking about Truah. It's a Rosh Hashanah mention. What was said with the Tamid Shel Bein Rabbayim on Rosh Hashanah? Koil Hashem Yochel Midbar. Koil Yochel Hashem Midbar Kodesh. And Rashi says the connection between this and Rosh Hashanah is because that pasuk is referring to Matan Torah. And Matan Torah is related to Rosh Hashanah, because on Rosh Hashanah, one of the reasons we blow shofar is to remember the schus of Matan Torah. Now, when Rosh Hashanah fell out on a Thursday, Shashira Shalei Harninu Leilu Kimuzenu, where we said that the Shira anyways was Harninu Leilu Kimuzenu, they didn't want to say Harninu in the morning, because it's going to come out that the Shachris Shira and the Musaf Shira is going to end up being the same thing. And the Musaf Shira really is supposed to be uniquely Rosh Hashanah dig. So if the Musaf Shira is Harninu Leilokim Uzenu, Harilu Leilokim Yaakov, and every Thursday morning it's Harninu Leilokim Uzenu, Harilu Leilokim Yaakov. So essentially it's going to end up being the same Shira. If it's going to be in the same Shira, that's not a good thing. Tzalamal, I mean, what did they do? They would say, B'shachris Hasiroisi Misevel Shichmoy Kapov Midud Taverna. Which, by the way, is in the same perek of Tehillim as Harninu Leilokim Uzenu, Hariu Leilokim Yaakov. However, it's several psukim later. The point is instead of saying the entire perek in the morning and then repeating the entire perek by Musaf, they would say part of the perek in the morning. They would start from, that's Pasuk Zayim, perek Peyal of Pasuk Zayim, that's where they would start from, go until the end, and then by Musaf, they would say the entire perek. So even though it's repetitive, but it's not mamish the same thing verbatim, in the morning, you're saying half. In the afternoon, or by Musaf, you're saying all of it. And as a result, it's a little bit different. And that's enough of a shinoi. Now, what would happen if the Edom came after Tamid Shel Shachar?
So what happened? When they brought the Taman Shel Shachar, there were no Edom yet. So as far as they know, today's the 30th day of El. If it's the 30th day of El, it's just a regular Thursday. I mean, it's the last day El, it's Erev Rosh Hashanah, but it's not Rosh Hashanah. So because it's not Rosh Hashanah, so therefore they're going to say, Hayom Yom Chamish B'Shabbat Shabbat Hayu Alvim Omer B'Veis HaMikdash. So they're going to say, Harninu Leila Kimu Zeinu, Hariu Leila Keyak. So what did they do? Exactly that. Omer Harninu. Now, Edom show up. Now you have to bring a Karban Musaf. When you're going to bring the Karban Musaf, what's the Shira that you're going to sing? It's again, Harninu Leilei Kimu Zeinu, Hariu Leilei Keyakai. So says the Braisa, Afa Pisha Chayze V'Koyfe L'Saperik. Even though you're being Chayze V'Koyfe L'Saperik, it doesn't matter. That's what they used to do. So the Katkhila, we didn't want to be Chayze V'Koyfe L'Saperik. So if we know it's Rosh Hashanah first thing in the morning, then we're going to deviate a little bit from the Shira of the Tamid Shel Shachar. And again, ordinarily, the Tamid Shel Shachar Shira is the same on Yontif as it is during the week. But on Rosh Hashanah, when it's Chaliyah, it's for Thursday, we play with it a little bit. The reason is because then it just so happens that the Shira of Musaf Rosh Hashanah is going to end up being the same as the Shira of Shachris in the morning. And we don't want it to be the same. So what do? Instead of saying the whole Harninu Leilei Kimu Zeinu B'Shachris, we start from the middle. Hasiroisi Misevel Shichmoy, Kapa Midu Tavarna, and then afterwards. But the question is, what happens if you anyways did it in the morning? Meaning in the morning you didn't know it was going to be Rosh Hashanah. And therefore it was a regular Yom Yom Chamishi B'Shabbos. And now all of a sudden it's Rosh Hashanah. So what do? So Chayzev HaKoyfel, even though it's not something we really want to do, but at the same time, it's something we're going to do. So what does it have to do with our Machlaikis? And again, our Machlaikis is that one time that it was Neskalkul Avim Bashir, and there seems to be a Machlaikis, what exactly happened? In Bavel, they said, Loi Amru Shira Kalikar. Reb Zeira said they sang the wrong Shira. So the Gemara says, Yeah, Reb Shlomi Kalikar the Mastafka, Amrinan Shira the Chayel. Bishlomi, if you get a Talmud, every time we have a Safik, you're not sure what to do. Meaning, if the Kayhanim were in the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't know what Shira to sing. So what did they do? They sang the Shira of Chayel. If today's Chayel, maybe it's Yontif. As far as we know, it's Chayel. We're just going with the Chayel. So I understand this halacha. You wake up, it's Thursday morning. Right now, Edom didn't show up yet. So what are you going to do? You're going to sing the regular Shira of Thursday, even though you know Edom may show up, and then you're going to end up having to repeat the same Shira. It is what it is. But Eli Yamar Layamar Klal. But if you're going to tell me that the Kehanim at that Maisa Shai, the infamous story of our Mishnah, they didn't sing Shira at all, and the reason they didn't sing Shira at all is because they didn't know what to do, and when in doubt, don't sing Shira, which is what the Yidden in Bavel said happened, so my Omer V'Koyfloy. So why in such a situation, when Rosh Hashanah is a Thursday, and Edom didn't show up yet in the morning, are they going to wake up and they're going to say the Shira Shel Thursday? L'chayra, they shouldn't say anything. Elamai, what do you see from here? That when there's a Safik, they sang the Shira Shel Chayel. So isn't that a Raya to Rab Zera? Isn't that a Kasha on the Chachamim? So the Gemara says, no, because it's not a perfect Tzushtal. Shani Hasam, the Shira de Yoymehi. At the end of the day, it's still the right Shira. The only issue is, you're being Chayzev a Kaifloy. No, for being Chayzev a Kaifloy, that's not something that we're necessarily concerned with. Meaning, the Mishnah is discussing where the Yidden brought the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im. The Kehanim are bringing the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im. They don't know if today is Chayel or maybe Edom are going to show up. Over there, the Chachamim held, they just didn't sing Shira. Because they didn't want to mess it up. Because if it's Rosh Hashanah, there's a special Shira. If it's Chayel, then it's a regular Thursday Shira. So because they didn't want to mess it up, they were a little bit unsure of what to do. So it's for that reason they didn't say anything. What was at stake? What was at stake was completely getting it wrong. Instead of doing a Yontif Shira, they're doing a Chol Shira. The case that this Bryce is talking about was the Tamid Shel Shachar. If the Tamid Shel Shachar's Shira is supposed to be a Yom Yom Chamisha B'Shabbos, even on Yontif, that's what the Shira is supposed to be. There's a little bit of a reason that we want to make a Shinoi, because we don't want to be Koyful it. So what do we do? Instead of saying the whole Perek, say the half of the Perek. Now you have a Suffolk. So Misuffolk, don't say Shira. Why? Because maybe you're going to be kaifel it? No. Misafik, don't say Shira because you might say the wrong Shira, yeah. But Misafik, don't say Shira because you might be a little bit repetitive. That's already pushing it, and that's why it's not a tzushtal. Chachamim held that when it was a question of getting the Shira completely wrong, maybe they didn't say Shira, and that was the Neskalka Levi Mashir. But as it relates to this, it wasn't necessary to not say at all. Therefore, in the morning, if Edom didn't show up, they would assume that maybe Edom aren't going to come. And if Edom come, and you have to be kaifel, it's really not the end of the world. Either way, this concludes the intense portion of the daf. The Gemara from here, really, until the end of the daf, is going to be Divrei Agadah, a few classic Gemaras here on Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Aleph. So we're talking about the Shira that the Levim used to sing
in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Gemara now is going to digress a little bit. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda sent Mishum Rabbi Akiva in the name of his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda was one of the five Talmidim that Rabbi Akiva had when he reinvented himself after his 24,000 Talmidim died, like Ba'omer. So he taught Torah, the Gemara says, Bedarim to five Talmidim. One of them was the great Tana, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lois. Rabbi Yehuda said Mishum Rabbi Akiva. This is what he was Makalba from his Rabbi. He said, Barisha Maha Yo'aymer. What was the Shira that the Yidin and the Leviim used to sing in the Beis HaMikdash in the morning, on Sunday, Berishon, on the first day of the week. Lashem ha'aretz umloya. Why? Al shem shakana v'hikna v'shalat b'ilami. Because Lashem ha'aretz umloya talks about the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Lashem ha'aretz umloya teva v'yoshveva. And Yom Yom Rishon is the day of Erev Ayivoki Yom Mecha. That was Yom Prius Olam. That was the day HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kana, the world. He was Makna, the world. He was Shalot Ba'ilamai. Rashi says he was a Yachid Ba'ilamai at that point. Because at that point, there were no Malachim that were even created. And therefore, Lashem Aratzon. B'shein Ma'ayom. What did the Levim sing on the second day? God Lashem Umuhula Ma'ayit. Why? Hashem Shechilek Ma'isav Umalach Aleim. Because what Hashem did on the second day was, he divided the Mayim Atachtoinim and the Mayim El Yoinim. Similar to what the theme of the Perek of God Lashem Umuhula Ma'ayit Be'ir Aleinu Har Kodesh is, which talks about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated Eretz Yisrael, and he separates Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. So it talks about being Mavdil. So there's a connection there to the second day of creation. B'shlishi hayu, I mean, on the third day they used to say Elikim Nitzav Badas Kel. Why? Al Shem Shagila Eretz B'chachmasoy Veheichin Tevel La'adasoy. On the third day of creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu exposed land, meaning the world was all mayim, yikavu amayim, and then all of a sudden the land was exposed. What did that do? That now allowed a Bnei Yisrael to come about, a Torah to come about. So really the world was facilitated on the third day, because up until the third day it was impossible for any yid or any person to survive on the world. So that's Elikim Nitzev Badas Kel. That's the day HaKadosh Baruch Hu is establishing the foundation for Adas Kel. That first happens on the third day. Now there's Eretz. Now everything is possible. Reviyah Ho Yom. On the fourth day they used to say Kel Nekomes Hashem. Why? Hashem Shebarach Chama Ulevana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Chama and the Levana, and that was the original primitive Avodah Zarah of Asli Par Me'evdeim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu one day is going to take Nekama. Kel Nekomes Hashem. Hashem's going to take Nekama from the people that worship the Chama and the Levana. On the fifth day they used to say Arninu Leikim Uzeinu. Why? Hashem Shebarach Oifes V'Dagin. Because on that day HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Oifes V'Dagin L'Shabeach Shemai. Now it sounds like L'Shabeach L'Shemai means the Oifes and the Dagin, they praise Hashem. But Rashi says a different pshat. Rashi says l'shabeach l'shmoi means k'sha'adam roya oifos meshunim zem izem. When a person sees oifos, they all look different than each other. Noisein shvach l'mishabarim. They give the person himself is m'shabeach Hashem. Right? It sounds like this was like a perek shira type of idea. But Rashi says no. What it means is that when a yid sees, a person sees oifos and dog and he's m'shabeach Hashem, sarharninu le'leikim, sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's somehow more associated with the fifth day of creation than any other day. B'shishi ha'yoyim on the sixth day, they used to say Hashem Moloch Geus Lovish Al Shem Shagomar Melachtoi Umoloch Alem, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu completed everything and he became Melech. So Hashem Moloch, that's the sixth day. B'shvi Hoyoim, what they say on the seventh day. So again, this is Rabbi Yehud in the name of Rabbi Akiva. Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, that's the Shira of the seventh day. Why? L'Yom Shekulo Shabbos. Because Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos is talking about La'asad Lavoi. And Shabbos is Dach Me'ein Olam Haba. Olam Haba is referred to as the Yom Shekulo Shabbos. So there's a connection between Shabbos and La'asad Lavoi, and that's why Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos is the Shira. Amar Rav Nechemya. So Rav Nechemya heard what Rabbi Yehuda said. Rav Nechemya was also a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. So he said, Ma ro chacham and lechalik ben aprakam alalo. He says, I don't understand. You're saying that the Shira that Levim sang the first 6 days of the week were correlated to what was created during the 6 days of creation. The seventh day has nothing to do with the seventh day of creation, nothing to do with the original Shabbos, but rather it's related to Olam Haba. So why are you being mechalik bein aprakim? Why are the first 6 days related to what happened, and then the seventh day is related to what's going to happen? Elo, so Rabbi Nechemya said, I have it a little bit differently. As we'll see, Rabbi Nechemya's first six are going to be exactly what Rabbi Akiva said, so we'll go through it quickly, and it's the seventh one, it's the Shira of Shabbos that Rabbi Nechemya is going to say something else. Elo, so Rabbi Nechemya said, Ma'ro, Elo, Barishin, Shekhanah, V'hikna, V'shalah, B'alilam. The first day was because the Kodesh Baruch created the world. B'sheni, Shechilik, Ma'isam, U'malach, Alim, B'shlishi, Shegil, Eretz, B'chachmas, V'eichin, Tevel, La'ados, B'revi, Shabar, Chamad, Levan, Vasad, Lipar, Mi'avdeh, B'chamish, Shabar, Eivis, V'dagon, L'shabeh, L'shmoy, B'shishi, Shagam, Malach, Tayum, Malach, Alim, B'shvi, what
about on Shabbos? Al Shem Sheshavas. Not because of the Yom Shekulei Shabbos, but Al Shem Sheshavas. It's based on the Yavar. It's based on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested. So we have a machloikis, essentially, between Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Nechemiah. Why the Levim sang Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos on the seventh day? According to Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Akiva, it's related to the Yom Shekulei Shabbos. It's a reference to Olam Haba. According to Rabbi Nechemiah, it's related to what happened in the days of, just like the first 6 days, it's related to what Hashem created during those 6 days. The Shira of Shabbos is also related to that, and it's related to what happened on Shabbos. The Gemara says, what's the machloik? Is it komifli give the Rav Ketino? They're arguing in what Rav Ketino said. Om Rav Ketino. Rav Ketino said, Shisa Alfish Ni Hava Alm. The world was created for 6,000 years. V'chadchar. So 6,000 years, Briyas Ha'olam, we know that. And after that, there's going to be another 1,000 years, Chad, 1,000, that the world's going to be Charif. Shenema v'niskav Hashem levadei b'yoy mahu. And Hashem's day is 1,000 years. Ki elef shonim be'enecho ki yoyim esmo. So v'niskav Hashem levadei b'yoy mahu, that b'yoy mahu is referring to 1,000 years. Amar Abaya, or Abaya, Amar Abaya said, Trei Charif. No, it's going to be Charif not for 1,000 years, but rather for 2,000 years. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Yechayenu mi yoymayim. Yoimayim is really 2 days. But the point is that you see from here a machloikis between Rav Ketina and Abaya. Whether lo'asid lavoi, whatever that means, is it 1 day or is it 2 days? So the Gemara says Gishmak. If you hold it's 1 day, so then you could say that the Mizmor Shir Liyoim HaShabbos is referring to lo'asid lavoi. It's referring to that 1 day of lo'asid lavoi. But if you hold like Abaya, yichayenu miyoimayim, that it's really 2 days, so if it's 2 days, then you can't say the Mizmor Shir Liyoim HaShabbos is referring to lo'asid lavoi, because lo'asid lavoi is not Mizmor Shir Liyoim. It's Mizmor Shir Liyoimayim, and the Nusach is Mizmor Shir Liyoim HaShabbos. Must be it's referring to not the Shabbos of the Asid, but rather must be it's referring to the Shabbos of the Avar. Says the Gemara Vayta, B'musfei de Shabbat Mahoyoyim. What did they used to say on Musaf of Shabbos? So there was a special Shira on Musaf on Shabbos. What was that Shira? Omerav Anon, Barava, Omerav, Hazivloch. They would say Hazivloch. So Rashi and Tosis, they both say Hazivloch is an acronym to the first, to six psukim in Parshas Hazinu. The hey is Hazinu Hashamayim Ve'oretz. The Zayin is Zechari Mois Olam. The Yud is Yarki Veyu Abama Se'oretz. The Vav is Vayar Hashem Vayinotz. The Lamid is Lulei Kas Oyev. And the Kof is Kiyodin Hashem Amoy. These are the first six Aliyos of Parshas Hazinu, and Haziv Loch, it's Rosh Tevis. Those were the psukim that the Levim used to sing. Amar Rav Chanan bar Rava, Amar Rav Keder Shachluk, and Kan Kachluk Beis HaKnesses, like we just said. Haziv Loch is the way those six aliyahs are divided, and this has an afkemina la'alacha, because even though ordinarily the Gabbai is allowed to make hoisophis if he wants during Kriyas HaTayra, different menhagim, but it's something that halachically is okay. But in Parshas Hazinu, you're not allowed to make any hoisophis in the first six aliyas. It's because of this Gemara. Haziv loch, kiderech shachalukim kan, kachalukim beveis haknesses. This is halacha that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that you're not allowed to make aliyas during those, you're not allowed to make hoisophis during those six aliyas. But Minchas at Shabbat Mayu, Emir, what did they used to say? What was the Shira for Mincha and Shabbos? Amar Rabbi Yochan and said, three psukim, Oz Yashir, of Oz Yashir fame. Micha Moicha Be'elam Hashem, which is in Oz Yasher, the Oz Yasher. And a second Oz Yasher, that's in Parshas Chukas, Oz Yasher Yisrael HaShira HaZois, Ali Be'er, Enula, Ibai Luhu. So we have now what the Shira was for Musaf on Shabbos, and we have what the Shira was for the Tamid Shabbat Arbayim on Shabbos. The Musaf on Shabbos was Haziv Loch, and the Mincha, the Tamid Shabbat Arbayim on Shabbos, was Oz Yasher, Micha Moicha, and Oz Yasher. So the Bnei Yeshiva had a question. They said, Hani Kula B'chad Shabbat Amri Luhu? How did this work? That worked that every single Shabbos they would say all six and all three. Aydum Kol Shabbat V'Shabbat Amri Chad. Or there was a rotation. Haziv Loch means the first Shabbos it was Hazinu Hashamayim, the first Aliyah of Hazinu. Second Shabbos was the second Aliyah. Or no, every single Shabbos they would repeat everything. Tashma, the Tanya, Amrab Yoisi, Achur Rishonei Meres Achas, Shnia Chayzeres Shnayim. That it would, the amount of time that it took to finish a cycle of Musaf, you were able to finish two cycles of Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. Why? Because Musaf was made up of six songs. Haziv Loch, Hey Zayin Yud Vav Lamed Chav. So you have six. Oz Yashir, Micha Moicha, Oz Yashir, which is what they sang by Mincha, was only three. So if you're doing one a week, So the same amount of time that it takes you to finish one cycle by Musaf, you can finish two cycles by Mincha. Now that's only true if you do one a week. But if you finish the entire cycle every single week, so this is not true. So again, Amar Rabbi Yosi, Acher Rishonei Meres Achas Shnei Chazer Shai, Shema Amino Kol Shabbat V'Shabbat Omri Chad. So you see from here that every single Shabbos they would say one Shema Amino. This is a clear raya, just one ha'ara, just to come off a breath for 1 second before we go weiter, and that is, we say every morning by Shacharis, Hayoim Yoim, Rishayim V'Shabbos, Shaboy Hoyu Alavim, Oimrim Beveis HaMikdash. It's known as the Shir Shal Yoim. And the reason we say the Shir Shal Yoim, it's a Zecher for the fact that the Levim used to sing the Shira. That's why these Psukim sound familiar, because this is the Shira that we say every single day. The truth is, our minig, as it relates to Shira, is really very, very interesting. And a nice Maramakim, the Aruch HaShulchan, in Simin Kuflamed Gimel, he really drills down into it, and he says that if you think about our minig, it's Sarachin Gadol. Just a few things. Number one, in the Beis HaMikdash, the Levim used to sing Shira twice a day. They would sing Shira in the morning with the Tamid Shal Shachar, and then they would sing Shira again in the afternoon with the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. So why is it that we don't say Shira by Mincha? We only say Shira in the morning. We don't say by Mincha. We daven Shachris kineged the Tamid Shal Shachar. We daven Mincha kineged the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. So Lechura, just like we say the Shir Shal Yoim by Shachris kineged the Tamid Shal Shachar, we should say the Shir Shal Yoim by Mincha kineged the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. So the Magen Avraham already asks the Kasha, and there's a lot of raid by the Noise Kalim and the Shulchan Aruch why we don't do it by Mincha. But at first glance, it's a very big chiddush that we don't sing the Shira by Mincha. Because for the same reason that we're singing the Shira by Shachris, as a Zecher, Lechuri, you should sing it by Mincha. Because really, you're going to have the same exact Zecher. That's one Ara. Another Ara is the, I'll read it inside. V'dat, the b'yoyim sh'yesh by Musaf, says the Aruch HaShulchan, on the day that there's Musaf, hayu alevim oimrim shir de Shachris, acher tamid shal Shachar. Ule Musaf, hayu shirim acherim. Kemavur b'mesach desayif from Sham, the Rosh Chodesh ule Yontif. U'menadin loimar, de b'shabes v'yontif Rosh Chodesh, ashir shal yoyim de Shachris, acher tfilo Shachris. So really, on Shabbos, when you say, hayoy mizma shil yoyim ha-Shabbos, when do we say it? So there's a chiluk between Minig Sfar and Minig Ashkenaz. Minig Sfar, it says Mizma Shili Yom HaShabbos right after Shacharis. Before Leining, you say Mizma Shili Yom HaShabbos. Minig Ashkenaz is to say it after Aleinu of Musaf, after Davening. And Aruch HaShulchan says that if you think about it for a second, I understand Minig Sfar, I don't understand Minig Ashkenaz. Mizma Shili Yom HaShabbos is the Shira that the Levim sang with the Tamid Shal Shachar. When it came to the Musaf, it was a whole different Shira. What was the Shira for the Musaf? Haziv Lach. So Lechura, when should you say the Shira? After Musaf? You say it after Shacharis. Shacharis on Shabbos is keneged the Tamid Shal Shachar that was born on Shabbos. Musaf on Shabbos is keneged the Karban Musaf that was born on Shabbos. So Lechura, you would think that it should be not keneged. It shouldn't be after Musaf. It should be after Shacharis. So he says that I understand the minig of the Svar, the v'nochinu. But v'anachnu, he's referring to people that daven nusach Ashkenaz, loy nahagnu kein, sha'imri machar Musaf. V'gam shirei v'hu pela. So that's a pella to me. So I really don't understand it. He says, another thing I don't understand is how come we don't say Haziv Lach? When we have a Musaf, so why don't we say Haziv Lach? He should say Hazinu Hashamayim Vadaberu. How come this is not something that we do? He says, on Rosh Chodesh, we do sing the Shira of Musaf. The Shira of Musaf on Rosh Chodesh is Barchi Nafshi. That we say. But at the same time, when it comes to Shabbos, and for sure Yontif, we don't sing the Shira. He says, why not? See, he says, at the end of the day, the whole inyan of how we say the Shir Shal Yoim is, quote, Tzarech Iyan Gadol, in the words of the Aruch HaShulchan. That's what he says. Number one, we do it by Shachris, we don't do it by Mincha, so that already the Kadmoinim address. Number two, the Minig of Ashkenaz is to say the Shir Shal Yoim of Shabbos after Musaf. Why are you saying it after Musaf? That wasn't the Shira of Musaf, that was the Shira of Shachris. The Shira of Musaf was a whole different Shira. So it sounds like it's like a Shira on the Musaf. Which is a mistake. Besides, there was a Shira that was saying on Musaf. It's a whole Gemara, Haziv Lach. Why wouldn't we say Haziv Lach? On Rosh Chodesh, we say Baruch Yinafshi. So why now all of a sudden wouldn't we do it? Ayin Sham Baruch HaShulchan, says the Gemara, Vaita. Amar Rav Yehuda Bar Idi, Amar Rav Yoichana. Esem Masoyis Nasa Shechina. The Shechina went into Galus 10 times. How do we know that? Mikroi. We know it from Sukkim. Ukenegdom. And corresponding to the Shechina that went into Golus 10 times, Golso Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin also went into Golus 10 times, and that we don't know from Sukkim, that we know from Gemar. So what Rabbi Yochanan was referring to was that during Bayis Rishon, at the time of the Churban, so the Golus left the Makom HaMikdash.
And it didn't just go from the Makom HaMikdash straight back to Shamayim. But rather, the Shechina went into Galus in steps, with stopovers. How many? 10. Kinegdom by Bayis Sheni, when the Sanhedrin went into Galus, the Sanhedrin also went in 10 different stops. So we're comparing what happened during Bayis Rishon to what happened during Bayis Sheni. Bayis Rishon, the Sanhedrin went into Galus 10 times. The Shechina went into Galus 10 times. Kineged that, in Bayis Sheni, the Sanhedrin would also go into Galus 10 times. Now, the Shechina that it went to Galus 10 times is Bayis Rishon. Bayis Rishon, we had Tanakh, we had Nevi'im. So that's Mikroi, that we know from Psukim. The fact that the Sanhedrin went into Galus 10 times during Bayis Sheni, that obviously is not going to have any Psukim to support it. So how do we know that? We know that in Mesaira, that's something that we just know. And the Gemara is going to go through now the 10 Goliaths of the Shechina, and it's going to go through the 10 Goliaths of the Sanhedrin. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yechon, talking these the following are the psukim for the SMSIs. Number one, what were they? Mi kapoiris l'kruv. It went from the kapoiris. The kapoiris was the aron to the kruv. So Rashi says these are not the kruvim that were on the aron, but these were the kruvim that Shlomo HaMelech built that were in the kodesh hakodashim. Mi kruv l'miftan. It went from the kruv to the miftan. The miftan was the threshold at the entranceway of the ulan. Umi miftan l'chatzer. From the miftan it went to the chatzer, which Rashi says was the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, which we know in Kachim holds a very special place. Umi Chatzer the Mizbeach. From that area went to the Mizbeach Achitza. Mizbeach Legag. From the Mizbeach Achitza it went to the roof of the Hechel. Umi Gag Lechaymer. From the roof of the Hechel it went to the walls of the Azara. Umi Chaymer Le'ir. From the wall of the Azara went to Yerushalayim. Umi Ir Lahar. From there went to the mountain. Which mountain? Harazesin, Rashi says. Umi Har Lemidbar. From Harazesin it went to the Midbar. Umi Midbar also the Yashva from Koyim. And then from the Midbar went back up to Shemayim Shenema. Ele Chashuva El Mekoyim. I'm going to go back to my place. Mikapiris lekruv, umikruv lemiftan. So now Rabbi Yechon is going to bring the psukim. How do you know that it went from the kapiris to the kruv and from the kruv to the mikdam? The chsiv and the ad to the chasham v'di bayit itchmei al kapiris. So where was the shechina? It was always on the arm. Mikseva yarkev. Vayirka val kruv ayoiv. So you see, it ends up now being on the kruv. Viksiv uchvoid alikei Yisrael nalu meyala kruv ashahoya olov el miftan abayis. He's all psukim enach. So you see, it goes from the kruv to the miftan abayis. Miftan lechatz. How do you know from the miftan to the chatz? The chsiv vayimoli habayis es haanon vehechatzir molo es noiga. Void Hashem. So you see, where is it? It's in the Chatzer. Mechatzel Mizbeach. The Chsiv Ro'isi es Adonoi Nitzav ala Mizbeach. So you see that it's on the Mizbeach. Mizbeach Legag. The Chsiv Toiv Lo Sheves. Alpinas gag migag lo choymet dechsev hinei Hashem nitzav al choymes anach umechoymet leir dechsev koy Hashem lo ir yikro umeir lahar dechsev ayal kfei Hashem ayal toychoir vayamoid al hehor Hashem mikedem lo ir mihar le midbar dechsev toiv sheves beeretz midbar umi midbar also v'yashuv mekoymet dechsev elo chashuva el mekoymet. If you go through the pesukim a little slower, it's clear all these different places, these different landmarks that I mentioned are all mentioned clearly in these pesukim. Rabbi Yochanan, said anet. So he said the last place that the Shechina went to was the Midbar. How much time was it in the Midbar before it went back up to Shamayim? It was there for 6 months. Why? It gave the Yidden a half year to do tshuva. Kivan shalei chazru. But when the Yidden didn't do tshuva, Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu said tipach atzman. That's a lashon klala. Shenema ve'inei risham techlenu umanos ovan minhem v'sik vasam mipach nafesh. But either way, 10 Goliaths of the Shechina. Who connected Rabbi Yochanan and said, Gol to Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin went into Golis 10 times as well. How do we know that? Mi Gemara, that's something we know, mi Mesaira. What are the 10 places that the Sanhedrin went into Golis? Mi Lishkas HaGazos. It started in the Lishkas HaGazos. The Lishkas HaGazos was a place in the Azara. That's where the Sanhedrin convened. So it went from there to Chanos. So Chanos were Chaniyos. These were places that were set up in the Makom HaMikdash, but it was still on the Har HaBayis. Now, why would they have gone from Golus to the Lishkas HaGazus to the Har HaBayis? Golus sounds like you were thrown out of your place, you're on the run. They went and they hid from the Lishkas HaGazus to the Har HaBayis. So Rashi says this they did willingly. This wasn't a typical Golus, but rather it was Nefishi Reutzchim. There were so many Reutzchim at the time that Bezdin was forced to start administering capital punishment. It's not something they wanted to do. It was completely out of control. So what they did was, is they left the Lishkas HaGazus, and it's based on a Gemara in Sanhedrin Mem Aleph, where the Gemara says Malami Chamakim Goyim, that the only time Bezdin Shalchav Gimel is allowed to give Dinei Nefashis is if they're in the Lishkas HaGazus. But if they're not in the Lishkas HaGazus at that point, they're not allowed to give Dinei Nefashis anymore. So they willingly, knowingly left Lishkas HaGazus. They just went to these Chaniyos. Why? Because they did not want to have to give Dinei Nefashis. From Yerchanus to Yerushalayim, it ended up in Yerushalayim. They had to leave the Arabayas. So they went to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim li Yavna, Tzurka Churban. Umi Yavna li Usha.
They went to Usha. We're familiar with some of the Takanois Usha. So from Yavna went to Usha. May Usha back to Yavna. Umi Yavna back to Usha. Umi Usha to Shafram. Mi Shafram to Beishar. Mi Beishar to Tziporim. Mi Tziporim to Tveria. Ve Tveria amukim ikulam. And the worst gullus from all was the one in Tveria. Shenema veshafalta me eretz. Rabbi Loza says sheish goliath. No, the Sanhedrin didn't go into Gaul 10 times, only went 6 times. Shenemar, and he based it on a pasuk in Yeshaya. Ki heishach yoishvei moroim, kirya nisgova, yashpilena, yashpila ad eretz, yagiena ad offer. And Rabbi Loza said that this pasuk I see 6 goliaths. This is a nevuah, it's a remez for something that would happen years later with the Sanhedrin. Where do you see 6? 6 l'shoinas. Heishach, yashpilena, yashpila, Ad Eretz, Yagiyena, Ad Ofer. These are 6 Lashonis of Shiflos. So you see that it was 6, it wasn't 10. Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, Umisha. Rabbi Yochanan had said that not 6 Goliaths, but 10 Goliaths the Sanhedrin went into. And what was the last one? Tveria. Rabbi Yochanan, by the way, lived in Tveria. So he said the last Golos was Tveria. And Rabbi Yochanan said, Tveria was the last. It was Amuka Mikulon. But even from the depths of Tveria, Mishama Sidim Ligol, it's from there that the Geula is going to happen. Shenemar Hisnari may offer Kumi Shvi Yerushalayim. So we're going to come back to this Gemara in the raid. But for now, let's just make a Haschala. We'll try, hopefully successfully this time, on the next Sugya. And that is Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha said, V'oidzois hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made another takon. He said, Shafilu Rosh Bezdin b'chol makah. Let's say the Rosh Bezdin is not in Yerushalayim. He's not in the place that he usually is. He's b'chol makah. He's somewhere else. Shmoyiu Edom holchem elo l'makahim havad. That the Edom should not go and have to follow the Rosh Bezdin, but rather the Edom should go to the makahim havad, and that's where they should do what? Be mekadesh the chodesh. So again, this is another halacha related to kiddush hachodesh. It's another one of the takanos of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and his takana was as follows: that even though the halacha is that hachodesh as alochem reish chodesh, we learn from here that kiddush hachodesh was supposed to be done with the reish bez and Moshe Naharon, but at the same time, that's only if he's in his makom. But what would be if he's not in his makom? So then he doesn't have to go follow him. Rather, shlayu edim holchem elo l'makom avad. Just go to the makom avad. That's where you should go, says the Gemara. He itza, there was a woman, Das Manu Ladina Kameda Amemer. So she was summoned to Amemer's court. Ben Ahardai, in Ahardai, Ozal Amemer, the Mechayza. Amemer was in Ahardai, he was a Mechuzah, Vale Ozal Basre. Now she said, I'm not following Amemer to Mechuzah. His court is in Ahardai. When he comes back to Ahardai, I'm going to go. Kosav Psicha Ilava. And Amemer put her in Cherim for being Masar of Bezdin, for not showing up at court. Amalei Ravashi, Ramnamus, Ravashi asked Amnam, Ravanantan, Afilu Rish Bezdin, Chomokshu, Edom Hochem, Elo Mogmavad. Why is it different than our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says by Kiddush HaChodesh, even though you're supposed to go to the Rish Bezdin, but if the Rish Bezdin is out of town, so just go to the Bezdin. Don't you have to follow him? So if you don't have to follow the Rish Bezdin to Mechuzah for Kiddush HaChodesh, why is this different? Amalei, so told him, Hani Milinian is HaChodesh. Now that's true for Edis HaChodesh. Because if you're going to tell people, you have to start chasing the of Bezdin wherever he is, people are not going to be inclined to want to say, Edus. And we saw this earlier in the Masechta. We try incentivizing people, not disincentivizing people. Aval Hacha, this is a little bit different. You know why? Because Eved Loiva Ishmalva. This is already Eved Loiva Ishmalva. This woman is a Loiva, and a Loiva is an Eved Ishmalva. And as a result, she has no choice, but she has to follow this Malva wherever he is. Exhale. So, just to end today's daf with one Ha'ara, which is Be'ezus Hashem, going to bring together a little bit of raid that we've spoken about in the course of the Masechta. So we're getting pretty close to the Hadron. And just to bring together some ideas that have come up b'meshach the Masechta. So the Gemara brought Rabbi Yochanan's memra. Rabbi Yochanan said, Esem ma'asoyis nasa shechina. The shechina, circa churban bayis rishon, departed the Makom HaMikdash. But it didn't just happen in one shot. It happened really in 10 shots. Ukinegdon and Lu'umazek, corresponding to that, Golso Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin also went into Golos 10 times. And then Rabbi Yochanan went on and he delineated exactly what the Esem HaSoyis of the Shechina was. And he also explained what the 10 Goliaths of the Sanhedrin were. When Rabbi Yochanan went through the Esem HaSoyis of the Shechina, the last stop was the Midbar.
The last stop was the Midbar. And Rabbi Yochanan concluded and he said, Shisha Chadashim Nesak V'Shechina L'Yisrael. The Shechina was in the Midbar for 6 months. And the reason it was there for 6 months was Shema Yachzer B'Tshuva, because the Shechina was hopeful that maybe the Yidden would do Tshuva. So it remained there for 6 months. Once the Yidden didn't do tshuva, kiven shalai chazru, amar etzeh tipach atzman, and then the Shechina finally returned to where it was. The Marsha, in the Chedushei Agadas on this Gemara, says a dover nifla. The Marsha says that the Gemara said, Rabbi Yochanan said, that the last stop that the Shechina made before it, kaviyachal, departed, was the Midbar. And it remained in the Midbar for 6 months. So he says, yesh loymar, that the day that the Shechina arrived in the Midbar, the last leg of the trip of the Shechina as it's departing from the Beis HaMikdash happened on Asara B'Tevis. That's what he says. Asara B'Tevis was the day that Somach Melech Bavel, that was the day when Melech Bavel laid siege on Yerushalayim for the first time, says the Marsha, that Veli Nira, I think, that day corresponded to the 10th of the Esem Asois of the Shechina. Now, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan said that the Shechina remained in the Midbar for 6 months. He says, you know what happened 6 months after Asara B'Tevis? 6 months later to the day was Tes Tammuz. Tes Tammuz was Yom Shehufka Ha'ir. It was the day that the wall of Yerushalayim was breached. Now, you're going to say, Tes Tammuz? I thought it's Shivasa B'Tammuz. But Tosfos quoted the Yerushalmi earlier in the Masechta, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, where the Yerushalmi says that Bayis Rishon was Tes Tammuz. Bayis Sheni was Yud Zayin Tammuz. But when was it Hufka Ha'ir? It was Hufka Ha'ir on Tes Tammuz. Which means, says the Marsha, that these two moments that Rabbi Yochanan is describing, the day that the Shechina Mamish left, it's in the Midbar right now. But there's a 6 month period, Ula Yachzeru B'Tshuva, it corresponded literally with Asara B'Tevis, which is the day that was Samach Melech Bavel, and it corresponds with Tes Tammuz, which is the Yom Shehufko Ha'ir. And if you think about this Marsha for a second, there's an incredible tifkeit here. What the Marsha is saying is that when something happens on this world, it's just a mirror image, it's a physical manifestation of something that's happening in a world of Pneumius, something that's happening in the spiritual world. What we see is just the tail end of strings that are being pulled in Shamayim. So if Samach Melech Bavel happened on Asar B'Tevis, that means on a Ruchnius level, something must have changed. Something so significant, right? Samach Melech Bavel, that's the beginning of the Churban. So if that happened on this day, something must be going on in the Olamos. What's happening? It's not punk today, this is when the army arrived. There's some significance, something is triggering it. There's something going on that we cannot see that's causing Samach Melech Bavel on Yud Tevis. So what is that something? Says the Marsha, you want to know what that something is? That's the day that the Shechina is in the Midbar. It left the Yishuv, it's not even in the Yishuv anymore. This is the 10th of the Esem Asois. That's very, very significant as it relates to the Shechina being with the Yidden. And because the Shechina was now in the Midbar, that opened up a door, that was an opportunity. The Yidden suddenly became vulnerable. And how was the vulnerability chal? How was it manifest? It was Samach Melech Bavel. But the Yidden still had 6 months. And that's why Nebuchadnezzar, Samach Melech Bavel for 6 months, they're trying to strategize and they're trying to figure out how they're going to attack. Why are they not sure? Why couldn't they attack sooner? So, if you ask the military strategist, he'd give you a reason. But the Marsha's telling us what was really going on. What was going on is this was a 6 month period where Hashem gave the Yidden an opportunity to do tshuva. But then the 6 months passed. And the 6 months passed for Loi Chazru B'Tshuva. They didn't do tshuva. And because of that, now the Shechina left the Midbar. As soon as the Shechina left the Midbar, now the Yidden became even more vulnerable. And that vulnerability, which was greater than the original vulnerability, was manifest Hufkoyer. And that was Shavasa B'Tamas. But everything that happens on this world is really just a mirror image of something that's happening in the Olamos. And if there's Churban on this world, that means that in Shemayim there's a Siluk Shechina, there's something taking place. And that's the Tifkeit of the 10th of the Esem Asois being in the Midbar, corresponding, says the Marsha, with Asara B'Tevis, 6 months to the day, is the Yom Shehufka Ha'ir, and that corresponds to Tes Tammuz, we're discussing Bayis Rishon, and that was the day of Hufka Ha'ir during Bayis Rishon. So I was just thinking, one machshava, ubehektim, a dover nifla, that the Chasam Sofer says in Torah Moshe, and this is in Parashas Vayechi, this is literally Divrei Nevius.
The Chasam Sofer is discussing Yaakov Avinu. So he says, the Svarim HaKadoshim say that Yaakov Avinu was born on Sukkos. Now, truth is, we learned the Gemara together not so long ago. Machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Amid Beis, right on to Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, where Rabbi Yeshua says that Betishrei Noldu Avos. But the Chasam Sofer says that the Svarim HaKadoshim say that it wasn't just Betishrei Noldu Avos, referring to Avram and Yaakov. Yitzchak was born on Pesach, but it wasn't just Betishrei, but it was on Tezvav Tishrei. Yaakov Avinu was born on the first day of Sukkos. Azoi shteit in Svarim. And the truth is, this is very matim with what the Torah says. The Chasam Sofer doesn't shtel it too, but it's obvious. The Torah says that the three Yomim Tovim, the Shalosh Regalim that we have, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, they correspond to the Shalosh Avos. It's the Torah in the beginning of Hilchas Yontif. Pesach is Keneged Avram, and Shavuos is Keneged Yitzchak, and Sukkos is Keneged Yaakov. Sukkos is Keneged Yaakov, and Sukkos, Yom Aleph, the Sukkos, is the day that Yaakov Avinu was born. So the Chasam Sofer said venerally, I had a hergish. The pasuk says in Parshas Vayechi that after Yaakov Avinu passed away, Vayimlu loy arboim yoim, the people living in Mitzrayim mourned Yaakov. How long did they mourn him for? So first they did chanota for 40 days, right? They took his body and they preserved it. And then afterwards they cried for him shivim yom. Now Rashi explains that it was 70 days in total, but it was 70 that was made up of two sets, of a 40 and a 30. 40 days of chanata, and there were another 30 days of bechir. It's Rashi and Chumash and Parshas Vayechi. So the Chasam Sofer says that there were 70 days of avelos in Mitzrayim for Yaakov Avinu. He says if you count 70 days, if you count 70 days from the first day of Sukkos, you know what day you're going to get? Count 70 days. You can use your fingers, you can use a calculator. If you count Shivim Yoim, 70 days, Kichein Yimlu'u Yemei Hachanutim, Vayiv Kruoysim Mitzrayim Shivim Yoim, 70 days from Tesvav Tishrei is Chof Hei Kislev. It's the first night of Chanukah. So says the Chasam Sofer, I believe that the Avelos of Yaakov Avinu concluded on the first night of Chanukah. He says, V'ula yesh loymar. We know the Bach, the Taz, everyone's matmiya. How come on Chanukah it's not a yoim of Mishnah and Simcha? On Purim, everyone gets shikket to the point that he's loyada ben Arur Haman Ubaruch Marachai. It's days of Mishnah and Simcha, but Chanukah is not a yoim Mishnah and Simcha. So all the Sfarim Akdoshim say the Pshat, this was a tzara for the Guf, Lahashmedu Laharik, this was a tzara more against the Ruchni, that's what the Yavanim wanted. But said the Chasam Sofer, yesh loymar. Because really, this day was the day that the Avelos of Yaakov Avinu was concluded. It was Chof Hei Kislev. And Chazal felt that it would be inappropriate to take the day, which was the Yom HaShlomas, Avelos of Yaakov Avinu, and turn it into a Yom Mishta V'Simcha. And that's why it wasn't a Yom Mishta V'Simcha. Maybe it could have been a Yom Mishta V'Simcha. But how could this day, which is going to go down in history as the 70th day that the Torah mentions and references, it's the Yom HaShlomo of his Avelos, how could this be that day? But says the Chasam Sofer, that if this is, that Lefizeh, maybe we could take this one step further. And that is, the Pasuk says, and this is also in Parashas Vayechi, that that Yosef and the brothers, they left Mitzrayim after the 70 days. Vayavoyu ad goyren ha'ot. They came to Eretz Yisrael. And there was another hesped. And then there was Avelos for another 7 days. And then afterwards they buried Yaakov. So after the Yidden, after Yosef and the brothers arrive in Chevron, there's another Avelos. This Avelos was for 70 days. It was at the conclusion of that 7 days, not 70, 7 days, that they buried Yaakov. Now when did that happen? So Chasam Sofer says, I don't know. But he says, one thing I do know. The Ramban says, in his Pirush al HaTorah, in Parashas Miketz, he says that if you travel, and the Ramban travel, from Mitzrayim to Chevron, it's Be'erech Mahalach 6 days. That's what he says. So Chasam Sofer says, Ve'enoi Rachik. I don't think it's Rachik to think that the brothers and Yosef, they left Eretz Yisrael. It took them Be'erech 6 days to arrive in Chevron. When they came to Chevron, they mourned Yaakov Avinu for 7 days, which is Be'erech 13 days, or Be'erech 15 days, right? Be'erech 13 days is Be'erech 15 days. And if that's the case, it's going to come out that the day of Kfuris Yaakov Avinu was Asar B'Tevis. That's what the Chasam Sofer says. So you want to know the Shroshim of Asar B'Tevis? That's the day That is the day that Yaakov Avinu was buried. He says, "Ve'ula yesh loymar." The Gemara says in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, it's pasuk in Zechariah that Asar Betevis, the Tzayim Aravi, the Tzayim Chamishi, the Tzayim Ashvi, Asar Betevis is the Tzayim Asiri. It's going to be a year of Sasan and Simcha. One day it's going to be a Sasan Simcha. It's going to be a very, very sad day. But at the same time, there's going to be a time that it's going to be a very happy day. The Chassam Sofer said both of those things were merumas on the day that Yaakov Avinu was buried. Because we know that when Yaakov Avinu was buried, there was a big fight. Esav HaRasha came and he said, "I own the Maros HaMachpelah." And then Chushim Bedam came and he hit his head and he knocked him out. And the head of Esav HaTzadik ended up rolling into Maros HaMachpelah and it's buried there as well. Nefesh HaChaim talks about what that means. But the point is, Esav HaRasha was killed when? He was also killed in Asar HaBetavis. And this was a remez that Asar HaBetavis would go down as the day of Yom Kfuras Yaakov Avinu, which is a day of Tzoyim Ubechi, but at the same time, one day it's going to be Nepach L'Sosinu L'Simcha, and that's also Merumas at that very moment, at that very moment, because Esav HaTzadik was also killed. And Esav HaTzadik, that's who Bila Amavis L'Netzach, that's for Olu Moshiyim Bahartziyah in Lishpait Esareis, of Ahoysel Hashem Amluch, Vay Hashem L'Melech HaKol Ha'etz B'Emo Yih Hashem Echad U'Shmayachad. That's when it's going to all end. So that day, the day of Asar HaBetavis, which on the one hand is Nebuch, it's this terrible, terrible day, it's Yom Kfuras Yaakov. But merumas in that, it's going to be nefach l'soch l'soch. When did this all happen? It happened in Asar, but this is different of this. But this is what the Chassam Sofer says. So the 70 days completed when? On Chanukah. And that's why Chanukah can't be a Yom Mishnah v'Simcha. Because it's the Yom Kfuras Yaakov Avinu. And it's the Yom of the Hashlom of the Hespedim on Yaakov Avinu. And then the Kfura happens when? On Asar Betavis. But it's also the day that Esav was killed. And that's why Asar Betavis is a Yom of Tzoyim. But at the same time, Yil l'soch l'soch. It's all merumas. It's all merumas, it would happen on that day. So I was thinking maybe just one hergish, and that is, the Marshal was megalatos, that Asar HaBetavis was the day that the Shechina departed from Klal Yisrael. It was the 10th of the Eser Masois. It wasn't even in the Yishuv anymore, right? It started in the on the Aron, on top of the Kapurus, then it went to the Kruv, to the Miftan. It's still been a ulam vilam mizbeach. Now it's on the mizbeach. Now it's on the roof of the heichel. It's still in the heichel. It's on the roof, but it's in the heichel. Now it's on the chaimus hazar. It goes to Yerushalayim. It's harazesim, right? It's still in the vicinity. And then it finally goes to the midbar. It departed. And when did that happen? That happened on Asar Betavis. That's what's going on in Shemayim when Samach Melech Bavel. That's what's happening behind the scenes. Asar Betavis is the day that the Shechina left the Bnei Yisrael. The Chassam Sofer was megalatos that Asar HaBetavis was the Yoim of Kfuras Yaakov Avinu. So here's the Hergish. The Hergish is, we all know the Gemara. The Gemara says in Masechtas Tainis, Daf Hei Amid Beis, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, it's the same Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Yaakov Avinu loy meis. Yaakov Avinu never died. Amar, hey, v'chi b'chti, softu safandaya, v'chontu chantaya, v'kovru kavra. How could you say that? He was buried. He was buried. How could you say he never died? Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan said, "What do you want? Mikra ani dairish." She never the pasuk says, "Va'at al tira avdi Yaakov no Hashem v'altechas Yisrael ma zarim b'chayim afu b'chayim." Yaakov Avinu was buried on Asar HaBetavis, said the Chassam Sofer. But even though Yaakov Avinu was buried, it was only min asofa v'lochutz, because Rabbi Yochanan was megalatos that the emes is Yaakov Avinu loy meis. So it looked like, you want to know what it looked like? It looked like Yaakov Avinu was meis, and it looked like we just buried Yaakov Avinu. That's a terrible day. It's Asar HaBetavis b'sharosha. But at the same time, Yaakov Avinu Chazal said loy meis. So even though he was buried, this was all a spiel. It just looks to us, we have flesh of Gehoigen, so yeah, it looks like Yaakov Avinu died. But the emes is Yaakov Avinu loy meis. Right, Reb Chaim Voloshin said that he saw in the ksavim of his Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon, where the Vilna Gaon wrote, Yaakov Avinu told me this, and Yaakov Avinu told me that. And he once asked the Gaon what this means, and he told him, because Yaakov Avinu loy meis. And he was zoicha to Giluyim, not only of Eliyahu Hanavi, but Giluyim of Yaakov Avinu. The Reb Chaim Voloshin writes this in his Hakdama to the Vilna Gaon's Pirish on the Sifra Ditzniusa. So Yaakov Avinu was buried, yeah, but really, Yaakov Avinu loy meis. What else happened on Asar? The Shechina went into Galus. But the truth is, even though the Shechina went into Galus, we know the truth. The truth is, the Shechina never really goes into Galus. The Rambam says in Perek Vav, Hilchas Beis Abchira, that even though Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel L'Shaita V'loi Kitchel L'Asad Lavoi, but when it comes to Yerushalayim and the Beis Hamikter, says the Rambam, it's Kitchel L'Asad Lavoi. And then the Rambam explains, V'lomani Oimer B'miktosh V'Yerushalayim She'Kedusha Rishayna Kedushas L'Asad Lavoi U'B'Kedusha Shar Eretz Yisrael Linyin Shvius U'Maisris Loi Kitchel L'Asad. Says the Rambam Lefi, Shektushas Hamikdash for Yerushalayim Epnei Hashchina, because Ktushas Yerushalayim and the base Hamikdash is Epnei Hashchina. Veshchina ain't a betelo, and the Shchina is not bottle. Shchina is not bottle. It's enough in the Gemara. We just learned the Gemara today. It ended up in the Midbar, and then it stayed there for 6 months. Ula yachzru b'tshuva. They didn't do tshuva, so it was da'over. It was done. How could the Rambam be makhish a Gemara? The teretz is elu ve'elu divrei lekim chayim. The teretz is it's true. Yaakov Avinu was buried. And it's true that the Shechina ended up in the Midbar, but at the same time, and the Shechina never ever goes away. Asara B'Tevis was the day that all the Tzaras started. It was the Yom that was Samach Melech Bavel, and on that day, the Shechina departed from Klal Yisrael, and that's what allowed Melech Bavel his opportunity. Thousands of years earlier, that was the day that Yaakov Avinu was buried, and that was a sign that this was going to be a day, that one day was going to be a day of Tzaymu Bechi. But the truth is that even in the Grestet Tzaris, even when everything is falling apart, and the Shechin is departing, and Yaakov Avinu, the Bechir of us, is Meis, but Chazal were Megala to us, Biramiza, that really, Yaakov Avinu loy meis. And really, even though it seems that the Shechina went into Galus, but really, Shechina ain't a betela. The Shechina really never goes to Galus, because even in a world of Hester Panim, afilu bahastara shebetoicha astara, we know that the Shechina is always there. Yaakov Avinu loy meis, and in the same exact vein, the Shechina is ain't a betela.